get justice. Let's continue with more. Bill Cunningham, 700 WLW. Well, now you know that Dr. John Mendelson is medical director of the Advanced Cosmetic Surgery and Laser Center in Rookwood. And he is offering something called getting rid of permanently destroying stubborn fat cells. He's the first physician in Cincinnati to offer Sculpture, the world's first FDA-cleared laser treatment for non-invasive liposuction of the flanks and the abdomen, whatever that is. It's a 25-minute treatment. Dr. John Mendelson, welcome again to the Bill Cunningham Show.
Hi, thank you, Bill. Good afternoon.
Doctor, good to have you here. Now, explain this new thing the FDA has cleared to get rid of love handles and belly fat.
Yeah, so I know you're familiar with Cool Sculpting, and Cool Sculpting in the past was a non-surgical treatment, is a non-surgical treatment. It uses cold temperatures to help reduce unwanted fat. Now we have Sculpture, which uses a laser technology. So it's a hyperthermic. We heat the skin up to we heat the fat up to a certain temperature, and it destroys it. The difference is with Cool Sculpting, each treatment takes about 60 minutes. With Sculpture, it only takes about 25 minutes. With Sculpture, we're now able to treat some of the other stubborn problem spots that that we're unable to get the applicator for Cool Sculpting on. Cool Sculpting is still a great treatment. We use them both, but with Sculpture now, we can go after some of the buttocks and the flanks and the knees and other areas where Cool Sculpting we just couldn't treat.
So explain, is this like a laser that goes under your skin without affecting it?
Yeah, no, this is an external laser. So basically, if you can imagine, let's say we're treating your belly, we would attach, there are four pads basically, and the laser diodes, the lasers that it emitted through that. So you'll feel pulses of cooling and heating as the laser is warming your fat up to anywhere from 42 to 47 degrees centigrade. At those temperatures, lipolysis, as you mentioned, it occurs. That is the fat destruction, and that fat is resorbed just like if you ate a French fry or something. But the difference is, instead of Cool Sculpting sucking all your tissue into this device, this just lays gently on your skin. And like I say, the pads can be applied anywhere.
So when you get up from the treatment, everything looks the same. But then what happens over the next 4 to 6 weeks?
That's right. So the fat cells are just begin to become destroyed immediately. And so over the, let's say, the next hour or so, there may be a little bit of pinkness, a little erythema in the tissue. But that fat will then begin resorbing. At about 6 weeks, you know, per the FDA, you'll see results. We see results sooner than that, actually. But the fat is resorbed, and your tissue, you know, your skin remains unchanged. And you'll begin to see that body contouring, removing that stubborn fat from some of those problem areas.
Do you actually lose weight in the process?
Well, you know, technically you probably do. This is not a weight loss treatment. However, you are losing some fat, so technically there's probably some weight, but that's not what this. This is more about body sculpting, body contouring, than it is weight loss.
So you might weigh about the same, but you look better.
You got it.
Some of the pictures I've seen here are really startling. I guess one's a man, one's a woman.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, if you've looked at some of the befores and afters, you'll see what's going on. The reduction of fat with Sculpture is similar to Cool Sculpting. This is about 24 to 25% per the FDA. Cool Sculpting is about 22 to 23%, you know, per treatment. So they're very similar in terms of the outcomes and the results.
Now, in the good old days, I can recall docs like you had like a rod under the skin. It looked rather gross.
Yeah, that looks a little bit traumatic. That's some traditional liposuction. And obviously, surgical procedure requires some sort of anesthesia, whether or not it's injectables or local or heavier anesthesia. So this is for someone, you know, and this isn't for somebody who's maybe just 300 pounds who's looking for some contouring. That person probably needs some other intervention as well. But this is for most of us who, you know, are fit, but all of us have this extra fat that we're carrying around, and it's, you know, perfect time of the year here with the weather finally changing.
How Cool Sculpting, if assuming this has been approved by the FDA, which it has, What is better than cool sculpturing or sculpture? Which one's better?
Well, you know, Bill, it depends. You know, when the applicator can fit, cool sculpting is still an excellent technology. And frankly, in some patients, we can at the same time we can use both devices. The benefits of sculpture are significantly reduced time, less than half the time. We can treat more regions. We don't have to worry about a certain device, you know, sucking the tissue in and having enough tissue for that. And otherwise, you know, one uses cold temperatures, one uses heat. They're both excellent, Bill.
Both of them. Now, as far as the good old days, if you have these love handles, if you can make a little incision, maybe with a stitch or two, and put some instrument in there, mm-hmm. is that more effective?
Well, the benefit of doing liposuction or any, you know, anything invasive is you can remove, you know, 80 to 90% of the fat in a single treatment. The disadvantage, of course, is that there's recovery and you're wearing a garment. And so it does depend on goals. Some of the liposuction techniques these days use, you know, ultrasound and are maybe less aggressive from what you were describing. Nonetheless, they still are procedures. And so someone who's looking for a truly non-surgical treatment, sculpture, cool sculpting would be the choice.
Do you have a long history now with sculpture, this new treatment? Is that how many have you tried?
Well, you know what? It's new to the area, and we've only been using it for a couple of months at this point. But we are we've been working with someone actually on the West Coast in Beverly Hills as well, and so we've been looking at it since last October, and very familiar. But I think this is going to take off the same way any of the non-surgical treatments we offer have.
What about Botox? Is Botox still a good? Sometimes I see a man or a woman, and their forehead looks like their skin is stretched. Doesn't look natural. But Botox is still being used.
Botox is being used a lot, Bill. And if you're seeing somebody who looks unnatural, then it's probably not the best Botox treatment. I think most people, not everybody, wants to look natural these days, and so people still want to be able to express themselves, raise their eyebrows, maybe frown a little bit, but they don't want the wrinkles. And of course, Botox is hugely popular. Yes.
So Botox will be around a long time.
Botox has been around a long time for many different disorders, and it will be around for a long time to come. Yes.
Talk to me about migraine headaches, because sometimes those who have migraine get relief from Botox. Why is that?
Right. So, you know, we believe that some of the triggers for migraine and tension headaches are the tension. It's a muscular trigger. So depending on if you grind your teeth, you know, and that temporalis muscle on the side of your head is tight, if you frown a lot or raise your brows, or if you have neck pain in the back, these are all areas that we might target Botox treatments that will reduce migraines. And until a couple of years ago, I had never suffered from a migraine, but, you know, it's a pretty terrible thing. We've had patients who have 4 or 5 migraines a week, and Botox really is a lifesaver for those people.
What about sinus headaches and sinus surgery?
Well, sinus surgery is a little bit different. If it's truly sinus surgery, then we need to do some endonasal surgery and open up the sinuses. So that we're back to a procedure. Botox isn't going to necessarily help.
Botox does not help sinus headaches.
That's right.
In the good old days when you had the sinus surgery, it was a big deal. In the last 10 or 15 years, if someone comes in and their sinuses are shut down or whatever, what do you do?
Yeah, so, you know, these days you can do anything what we call endonasal. You know, you use endoscopic procedures to evaluate what's going on. Many times sinus procedures can be performed at the same time that our rhinoplasties are performed if we're trying to change the shape or, you know, and improve the nose from a reconstruction standpoint.
If a person has sinus headaches and sinus problems, should they see a doc like you?
They should probably see an ENT doc. I am trained in an ENT doc, but as you know, I do facial plastic surgery. But ears, nose, and throat doctor will be the specialist who you'd really want to see for sinus surgery.
And Dr. John Mendelson, you may not know it, but price is always a factor when people have this stuff done. What does it cost to have a sculpture, this new thing going on with these lasers?
Yeah, so very similar to the cool sculpting, patients will pay probably between about $1,200 and $1,500 for that treatment.
Does that include the love handles and the belly, or just each handle?
Well, it depends. It depends on how big your love handles or belly are, because what it includes is that 25-minute treatment, and there are 4 pads. So depending on the individual, it may treat more of a body region for one person than another.
So it's like $1,200 or more?
Correct.
What about Botox? My producer, Jimmy, loves to get Botox. What does Botox cost?
Yeah, Botox will cost anywhere between $235 and $295 per region. It depends which you're getting. So that's, you know, interestingly, Botox prices have come down over the past 10 years. Meanwhile, Allergan prices keep going up. They're the manufacturer.
Why is that?
Because they're a huge company who I guess they're in the business to make some money, and they're doing a good job at
they're
that.
They're making money, aren't they?
They sure are.
Now, lastly, if a woman or a man is 55, 60, 65 years old in relatively good health, and they come in and they want the traditional facelift, how has that changed?
Right, so that has changed a lot. And so these days, for people who have what we call folds around the mouth or a jowl area, jawline, sagging neck, we perform a procedure called an advanced lift. And real briefly, it's a lower facelifting procedure. It takes about 45 to 50 minutes. It's performed under local. We don't need to put people under anesthesia. We make some small incisions inside the ear canal and around the back of the ear a little bit, not down the hairline. Very simply, we're tightening the underlying structure called the SMAS, and what's important about that is that you will look natural. We don't want to look like we're coming from the West Coast or South Florida. You don't want to look pulled and windblown. So very natural result, and patients do very, very well. So that's what we call an advanced lift.
Now, what does that cost, if anything?
It may range depending exactly what we're doing, but the prices are anywhere from about probably about $6,000 to $7,500.
Not too bad, then.
Not too bad.
And this is all elective. Insurance companies tend not to pay for this
stuff.
That's
correct.
Now, in the good old days, a person, normally a woman, would have to go away for like a week or two and not come back to work.
Right.
And then when you came back, you looked like Kenny Rogers.
That's unfortunately, that's true. Not only that, because of the anesthesia, people really looked bruised and they had tubes and drains. We don't use any of that anymore. So, frankly, you do go home with a dressing, a wrap around your head. The next day, though, you can take it off, wash your hair, and you could go shopping. I mean, you have some swelling. We tell patients you look like a chipmunk, so I'm not suggesting you're totally healed, but you feel well enough to go out, go for a walk, and you can do some things.
So normally within a week, you're kind of back to normal.
Yeah, within a week, most people are headed back to work, some people even sooner.
This is beautiful. Now, Dr. John Mendelson, your phone number is 513-351-FACE, 351-FACE, or go online at 351face.com. Do you have any questions for me about politics, sports, world capitals, something you're confused about?
Oh, I'd love to know what you think about what's going on here with Trump, number one, and Trump and Hillary.
I'm in a state of shock and denial. I cannot imagine a situation where a nation filled with 325 million great Americans cannot find better candidates than this. Hillary Clinton, to me, is unelectable. And I think Donald Trump is probably going to get my vote. But at the end of the day, I wish we had a Ronald Reagan. I wish we had somebody that could inspire conservatives and libertarians without the downside. Donald Trump does not, I think, believe in anything, because I've gone through contradictions. If you will Google Trump contradictions, it goes on to 25 to 35 pages single spaced. When I go to Clinton, Hillary Clinton contradictions, 25 to 30. She doesn't believe in anything either. And so the thing that I'm impressed with that's going to decide my vote is who's going to appoint who to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Right.
That to me is the key.
Well, what do you feel about the short list?
Well, if I had to pick somebody, I like Newt Gingrich because he has props with conservatives. And I don't think Trump needs a business leader. Another person good for him would be John Kasich of Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
But Kasich and Trumpster don't get along at all. They fight, so they don't get along, and Rubio doesn't get along. And so what he ought to do coming up to the convention in about 8 weeks is get a cabinet of equals and come in with five or six people around him to give people the confidence he won't go off and nuke Denmark. He needs to get people around him that gives me confidence he knows what he's doing.
So how do you feel about the whole anti-establishment movement on both sides?
Well, you know, Dr. Mendelson, the one candidate in American history that represents the establishment is Hillary Clinton.
Right.
I mean, that woman is the face of the establishment. Multi-billion dollars, money, connections, and power. On the other side, Trump represents what? He's the outsider. So in a year where the outsider's running against the classic insider, I'll take the outsider every time.
Gotcha.
But I like to think there's people around him whether it's Corker of Tennessee or Newt Gingrich, to kind of calm him down a little bit, you know? He needs to – the guy's 70. The guy turned 70 years old in about 2 weeks. I want him to calm down a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, doctor, thank you very much. And the phone number, once again, is 351-FACE, F-A-C-E. I know you're busy, but I want to give you props. Good luck with his new treatment for love handles.
Great. Thank you very much, Bill. Have a great day.
God bless America. Thank you very much. All right, let's continue with more. After 1 o'clock today is Horace Cooper of Project 21, then many others on News Radio 700 WLW.
Willie's podcast is brought to you by Connor Thompson.